Okay, Mr. Conley.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for your patience. So it says under your billing info that your invoicing has been suspended. So.
What you mean by that? Because I'm in an act of bankruptcy. They was suspicious. They was giving them payments, but they kept returning back to the lawyer. So I'm trying to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That department, I'll email them and have someone reach back out to you. But they
all
are
right, so
closed.
Do y'all
on weekend.
Got the truck or you don't know if y'all got the truck?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't know that, but I doubt it because it does say your account status is in legal and that you're paying. So.
So it showed that y'all know that I'm in an act of bankruptcy.
Right.
So it ain't no way y'all could have took it. Maybe it just got told or something. I don't know. But can you check with the other department or any way you could reach, somebody could reach back out to me and let me know?
Right. I'm sending up an email now with your contact information, which is
okay.
Listed on your account. Okay, and what is there a specific better time to reach you, or?
Anytime in this matter, anytime.
Okay, and do you prefer a phone call or email
or
both?
Yeah, please, yeah, phone call, dude. Both.
Okay. Okay, I'm setting that up now. Oh, I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
I was going to say I'm willing to pay whatever I got to do to get my truck back. Like, you know, the lawyers told me to pay the trustees and all that, and that's how y'all get y'all payments. But the trustees sent me a letter saying that y'all changed addresses. So I don't know what's going on with that, but that's what it said. Y'all switched location.
Okay, and they didn't give you the new address?
I don't even know. I got to ask my lawyer, did they get a new address, but I don't know. They just sent me a letter saying that they ain't know y'all address.
Oh, okay.
Like this week, I think it was on a Monday or something. I just came out the day to work, and I ain't see the truck, so I was trying to see what's going on and how can we get this resolved.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm willing to pay to get it back. So, you know, I was letting the lawyers take care of that. And
okay. Yeah, I'm writing. I'm typing up an email now with your details.
We even try to pay you guys. Y'all ain't take the payment or nothing.
Yeah, I'm sorry about all this trouble.
It's all good. I'm just trying to get it resolved. Anything I can do to get it back or whoever I need to talk to, I'm willing to talk to them, get this resolved. Like I said, you know, I'm willing to pay to get it back, whatever I need.
Okay. Just to verify, your phone number is 856-693. 9898. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so that department, they're closed on a weekend. But they reopen at 8:00 on Monday, but I'm sending this email right now.
Okay. I appreciate you.
All right. You're welcome, man. Mr. Conley, is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, I thank you for calling Amor Equipment Finance Customer Care, and I hope you have a better weekend.
I hope. Thanks.
You're welcome.